really that young.
我其实并不年轻呢。
I just look like this.
我只是看起来像年轻。
It was much worse 17 years ago.
实在在17年以前可能是更好。
So I've been doing ministry for 17 years.
我已经服侍主17年了。
And I've always looked like this.
我这17年来我就一直保持这样年轻的心态。
And I think I know what you're thinking.
我知道你们现在心里在想我什么。
My mother hates my haircut.
我的妈妈很恨我的这个头发。
But my wife loves it.
可是我太太喜欢。
So what can I do?
那我怎么办呢？
I'm very humbled to be here.
我实在是很谦卑的来到你们面前。
Thank you very much for inviting me.
谢谢你们愿意邀请我。
I'm very good friends with Cassie and Toby.
我跟 Cassie 还有她的先生 Toby 就是我的大女儿是很好的朋友。
I visit them quite often in Chicago.
我也经常到芝加哥去探望他们。
So it's an honor to be with you.
所以今天实在很荣幸能够来这里。
How do you normally start? Should I pray?
No rules.
No rules. Okay, why don't we pray then?
我们先一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your goodness.
主啊，天父，我们感谢你的良善。
Thank you for your love for us.
实在是感谢你这么爱我们。
And we pray for your spirit to come.
我们祈祷，我们求你的圣灵来到我们中间。
Come and meet with us.
而且真的来到我们中间。
Come and speak to us.
而且来跟我们说话。
Help us to hear your voice.
你帮助我们能够听到你的声音。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Normally, we view life as climbing.
通常我们怎么样看我们的生活呢？我们总是一直一步的往上爬。
That's what we want to do. We want to climb the ladder.
就好像我们在爬楼梯一样。
We want to get to the top.
我们总是想要爬到顶端。
In New York City, you start out with a small apartment, a studio apartment.
在纽约市里面，很多的那个一个房根本没有房间，就是一间房的那个公寓，很快就卖掉。
And then you move up to a one bedroom.
然后你就搬到一个公寓，一个房间的公寓。
You always want to get a bigger place.
你总是想要更大的房子。
And then maybe a two bedroom.
然后就两个房间的公寓。
And then a townhome.
最后我们慢慢也要想买一个独立的房子。
And if you make it, you get the penthouse, the very top.
如果你能够达到这个地步，你又想要有一个独立的那个斜的房子。
Let me translate this for New Jersey.
那我们今天来看到 New Jersey 是怎么样的。
Maybe you start out with an apartment in New Jersey.
可能我们在 New Jersey 是先从公寓开始。
And then you move to the townhouse.
然后你搬到一个合作公寓里头。
And then a single family home.
然后一个单独的洋房。
And then a mansion.
然后你可能买一个大屋子。
So life is seen as climbing.
然后我们就看到我们的生命生活好像一步步的都想往上爬。
I want to present to you another way of viewing life, descending.
我今天却是要从另外一个角度，就是怎么样这个生活生命会一直往下走这个角度来看。
And there are two kinds of ladders.
有两种楼梯。
There's the ladder that Jesus descends.
有一个楼梯是耶稣基督他是怎么样走下来。
And then there's the ladder that Jonah descends.
有另外一个楼梯是圣经的人物约拿，他是怎么走下来的？
Let me read to you the ladder that Jonah descends.
让我现在先读一段经文，是描写到约拿怎么样子下这个楼梯。
If you can turn with me to Jonah chapter 1.
所以请我们大家一起打开约拿书的第一章。没有圣经的，你愿意的，你举手后面。
The writer of Jonah makes it very clear that he'sDescending, he's going down.
这本书里面，约拿里面，我们可以看得很清楚，约拿他是一步步的就往下走了。
He makes it a point to show you that Jonah is going down.
在这些经文里面，你会看到一点，就是约拿他实在是一直走到底的。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
第一节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子。
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我的面前。
But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
Okay, 在旧约圣经1083面，不太容易找，你刚快一点找到。第三节，约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给了船驾，上了船，要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避耶和华。
Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God.
水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神。
And they threw the cargo into the sea to land the ship.
他们将船上的货物抛在海中。
But Jonah had gone below deck.Where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep.
约拿已下到底舱躺卧沉睡。
The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God."
船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人哪，为何这样呢？起来，求告你的神。
Maybe he'll take notice of us and we will not perish.
或者你的神眷顾我们，使我们不致灭亡。
Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity."
船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们支欠，看看这灾祸临到我们是因谁的缘故。
They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah.
于是他们支签掷出约拿来。
So they asked him, "Tell us who is responsible for making all this trouble for us."
众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。
What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?
你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国？属哪一族的人？
He answered, "I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land."
他说我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海天地的上帝。
This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?"
他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？
They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so.
他们知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
The sea was getting rougher and rougher.
他们对他们对他说，我们当向你怎样行，是海浪平静呢？这话是因为海浪越发翻腾。
So they asked him, "What should we do to make the sea calm down for us?"
他们问他说，我们当向你怎样行，是海浪平静呢？
Pick me up and throw me into the sea.
他对他们说，你们将我抬起来抛在海中。
And it will become calm.
海就平静了。
I know this is my fault.
我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。
That this great storm has come upon you.
所以这个风是来到了这里。
So it wasn't enough just to go down below.
所以我们看到他走到船舱底下还不够。
You would think going on the boat was low enough.
你以为说我们下到船里面已经是够低了。
But he wanted to go underneath the boat.
可是他却到了船，还要到船的底舱去。
He would rather die.
我们看到这里，约拿他宁可死。
Than to serve those people.
而他却是不愿意去服侍这些人。
This ladder is the complete opposite of the ladder that Jesus descends.
约拿现在下的这个楼梯呢，是完全跟耶稣他所下的楼梯是相反的。
We won't read the passage today.
我们今天不会读很多经文。
But I refer to you, Philippians chapter 2.
可是我愿意用腓立比书第二章来告诉你。
Verses 5 to 11.
那里第五到十一节。
And we see the ladder that Jesus descends.
而我们看到那里讲到了耶稣的楼梯是怎么下楼梯的。
Seeing the need of the people.
他看到这些人。
He does not stay in his high place.
他并不是只是站在高位上。
Except, instead he descends.
而我们看到耶稣他降卑为人。
The position he has is not something to be held on to.
耶稣他并不以他自己的地位拥有的为强夺的。
Instead he descends.
而相反的他却一步步的走下来。
He becomes a servant.
他成为一个仆人。
He has a concern for others.
而他关怀其他的人。
This is very different than Jonah.
这跟约拿是完全不一样的。
In verse 7 it says, the scriptures say he became a human being.
而在腓立比书第二章第七节说到他成为人的样式。
This means he put himself in a vulnerable position.
这里就说到耶稣他把自己摆在一个非常软弱的地位。
We're already human beings.
我们已经是人了。
So the way we descend is to be put in a vulnerable position.
而我们今天要下到更软弱的地位。
In verse 8, he says he takes on humility, even obedience to the point of death.
第八章里面说，第八节说到他存心谦卑，而且以至于死。
The ladder that Jesus descends, he is willing to die in order to follow God's call.
耶稣他所下的楼梯是他情愿死，为来遵行父神的旨意。
Jonah is very different.
约拿却完全不一样。
He receives a calling.
他收到一个呼召。
In verse 2, he does not want to go.
在第二节说到他不肯去。
Who wants to go to Nineveh?
谁要到尼尼微去呢？
Nineveh is the kind of place that people make faces when you tell them that you're going there for your honeymoon.
当你如果告诉人家说你要到尼尼微去那里去度蜜月的话，人家一定给你做怪脸。
Where are you going for your honeymoon?
你会到哪里去度你的蜜月呢？
I'm going to Baghdad.
你说我想到巴格达去度蜜月。
Don't worry, it's East Baghdad.
或者你说不，我甚至要到东边的巴格达去。
It's much nicer in East Baghdad.
啊，在东边更好。
Where are you going? I'm going to Darfur in Sudan.
哦，你或许说你告诉人家说我想到苏丹的一个 Darfur 那个城市去。
Where there's a civil war.
在那里也还在打仗。
Why do you want to go there?
你为什么要到那里去呢？
But Tarshish.
可是这里说到他是
The other place.
另外一个地方。
That's a good place.
那个是一个好地方。
That would be the life.
那实在是一个可以过好日子的地方。
Where are you going for your honeymoon?
你会到哪里去度蜜月呢？
I'm going to Hawaii.
你说我到夏威夷去。
That makes sense to me.
哦，听起来是真的很合理。
Or I'm going to the Greek Isles.
说我到希腊的群岛去。
That's why when you get a letter in the mail.
所以这就是为什么我们常常收到一些广告信。
And someone's trying to raise support to be a missionary to Hawaii.
哦，所以你收到这些信。说有人愿意支持人到夏威夷去做宣教士。
You laugh a little.
哦，你可能在笑。
Jonah gives up the unattractive to go to the exciting place.
所以约拿他要去到一个很不人不喜欢去的地方。
Christians avoid the places that God calls us.
我们基督徒有时候我们就躲避神对我们的呼召。
It's not appealing to us.
这个听起来实在是没有什么不没有意思。
Do you remember a few years ago when the SARS incident spread across Asia?
你还记得好几年前那个当那个SARS 它来的时候
？Many Chinese churches canceled their missions trips.
很多中国教会他们就把他们的宣教的行程就取消了。
I'll tell you a secret.
让我告诉你一个秘密。
I suspected that there were really vacations.
我在怀疑他们可能那个时间去在度假了。
They said that they canceled the missions trip.
他们说他们把那个宣教的行程取消。
Because it was too dangerous.
他们说那个实在太危险了。
It's too difficult.
太难了。
So we don't go on missions trips where it's dangerous or difficult.
所以我们不会去一些很危险、很困难的地方宣教。
What type of places do we go for missions trips?
你想到什么地方去宣教呢？
You may know that there are 23, now 21 missionaries from Korea.
现在你们或许知道，现在有23个，现在只剩下21个了。这些宣教士在阿富汗。
They're in Afghanistan right now.
他们在阿富汗。
That's not a fun place to go.
那实在不是一个好玩的地方。
I wish I had stories of Chinese missionaries in Afghanistan.
我希望说，真的是如果知道有些中国人宣教是在那个地方。
But we're not crazy like the Koreans.
可是我们中国人不会像那些韩国人那么神经病的跑去。
It's okay. My wife's Korean.
我的太太是韩国人，所以当我们这样讲说
，It's all right.
没问题。
As Chinese, we're not very good at following Jesus.
作为一个中国人，我相信我们一般是不会那么愿意跟随耶稣的脚踪。
Let's be very honest and very sober.
让我们很诚实地面对这事。
We're not very good at taking up our cross.
我们实在是不是真的愿意背我们自己的十字架。
We tend to ignore God's call.
我们总是要忽略，看不到神的呼召。
But when we ignore God's call, we are descending away from God.
什么时候当我们一不看到神的呼召的时候，我们事实上已经在走下坡了。
Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh.
所以约拿他不愿意到尼尼微。
So in verse 3, he heads away.
所以第三节说到他跑掉了。
First he heads down to Joppa.
他第一个步就是他跑到了约帕。
And goes down onto the boat.
然后就又下到船上。
And then there's a storm.
这时候起了暴风雨。
And where is Jonah in the midst of the storm?
这是约拿现在在哪里呢?
In verse 5, it says he heads downstairs.
所以我们看到第五节说到约拿他就到了船的最底下去。
He doesn't care.
他根本不在乎。
He doesn't care about the people on the boat.
他根本不在乎在船上的人。
He has no concern for these people.
他一点不关心他们。
See, when you don't have a concern for people over there,
你如果对那边的人你一点都不关心的话,
you probably won't have concern for people here.
所以你对你周围的人你恐怕一点也不会关心。
If you don't have a concern for the larger calling,
你如果对神一个比较大的呼召你根本不在乎。
You stop caring for the people around you.
所以你对你周围的人你就一点都不关心了。
See, missions trips are a trick.
这个要去做宣教这是一件很有意思的事情。
We ask, what good is a missions trip?
我们就会常常问说我去宣教有什么好处呢?
Does it really help the people over there?
难道我们去宣教真的帮助他们吗?
It's really to trick you to care for somebody.
你知道要去真的去照顾一些人实在不容易的。
You come back thinking, if I care for people over there, maybe I can care for people here.
如果你回来的时候你可能会这样想说我既然会能够照顾远方的人那么我也可以照顾近处的人。
But sometimes we've lost our care for people here and there.
可是很多的时候我们不但连我周围的人我们都忘了我们连远方的人也忘了。
This is not Jonah's final descent.
你要知道这个时候还不是约拿他最后的一个点。
In verses 5 and 6 it says he falls asleep.
在第五第六节说到约拿竟然睡着了。
With so much trouble around him, how can he sleep?
你想那么外面有这么多的麻烦可是他竟然能睡。
A couple of weeks ago,
几个礼拜以前
I had a couple of visitors from town, out of town.
有几个来看我的人。
And like anyone from out of town,
就好像其他从别的地方来的人一样。
They got lost in New York City.
他们在纽约就迷路了。
It was already 1 o'clock in the morning.
那大概是晚上深夜一点钟。
And they wound up in Harlem.
他们竟然在哈林区搞掉了。
They always wind up in Harlem.
不知道什么缘故，他们搞掉都会掉在哈林区里面。
They told me they were going to walk from Harlem back to my place.
他们说他们要从哈林区要走到我住的地方。
Now Harlem is a lot safer now.
其实哈林区现在也已经还蛮安全的。
But they would have to walk along this park.
可是他们必须经过一个公园。
And this park is very dangerous.
这个公园是很危险的。
So I went to sleep.
所以我就去睡觉了。
I'm just kidding.
我不在乎。
How can I sleep?
我怎么睡得着呢?
I stayed up.
我真的醒来了。
I gave them directions.
所以我告诉他们怎么来。
And waited till they got safely home.
我真的一直等到他们安全的到达。
And then I went to sleep.
所以我才能睡觉。
What do you have to be thinking to go to sleep when people are in danger?
你怎么能够在你知道说人家还在有危险的时候你竟然能睡觉呢?
Jonah doesn't even pray.
你知道约拿在这里他连祷告都不祷告。
He just goes to sleep.
他就睡觉了。
He's running away from God.
他逃开神。
This is what it looks like.
这看起来就是这样。
Do you find that your life is very similar to this?
你有没有想到你的生命生活里面也像这样的呢?
You have no sense of calling.
你对于神的呼召你一点都没有感觉。
No greater sense of purpose.
你对你的生命的目的到底是什么
？A lack of concern for the people around you.
你对你周围的人也不关心。
When you hear about the 21 missionaries in Afghanistan,
当你听到那21个在阿富汗的宣教士
，you go to sleep.
你跑去睡觉。
You don't even pray for them.
你根本也不愿意为他们祷告。
Maybe we're running away from God.
可能你就已经离开神了。
See, the challenge of Jonah is.
是现在我们看到约拿最大的挑战是什么
？He believes the right things.
他相信他知道什么是对的。
He knows all the right answers.
他知道什么是对的理论。
When they question him in verse 9,
在第九节，当这些船上的人问他一件事
，He's got all his theology right.
结果他回答的那个神学理论都是完全正确。
He knows so much about God.
他知道认识耶和华是谁。
And this is why it's a scary story for us.
这是为什么？这就是使我实在感到非常害怕。
What good is knowing all the right information.
如果我们知道什么都是正确的事情，到底有什么好处？
What difference does it make?
到底有什么不有什么不同？
Jonah is a scary story.
约拿这个故事实在让我很常常感到害怕。
Because clearly he's a believer.
很清楚的，约拿他当然是个信徒。
He's a prophet.
你知道他是一个先知啊。
He's like one of us.
他就像我们一样是传道人啊。
But he runs away from God.
可是他从神面前跑开。
Because believing the right things is not enough.
所以我们知道，你当然头脑里面你知道认识一件事情不够。
What difference does it make unless what we believe affects us?
如果我们不是真正有真的有行动的话，那么我们这个只是相信，头脑相信有什么区别？
What difference does it make if it doesn't change the direction of our lives?
如果我们只是知道一些事情，却我们生命走的方向一点都不改变的话，那也没有用。
What kind of faith is that?
到底我们的信心是什么？
You can believe that Jesus existed.
你可以相信耶稣存在。
That there's a heaven.
而且你知道有天堂。
That Jesus died on the cross.
你也知道耶稣死在十字架上。
That praying helps.
这些东西都可以帮助我们。
But you can believe all these things and not follow Jesus.
你都可以相信这些，可是你却不愿意跟随耶稣走。
And what good is that?
那有什么好处？
Let me talk about some less religious things.
那我们来讲一点比较不是好像宗教的事情。
My parents don't go to the dentist.
我的父母他们从来不去看牙医。
They don't like what the dentist preaches to them.
因为他不喜欢那个牙医一直跟他讲。
The dentist preaches to floss.
因为这牙医每次都讲你要怎么用牙线。
Do you know it's good to floss?
你知道用牙线对你的牙齿有好处。
But do you floss?
可是都知道，可是有几个人你真的用牙签洗你的牙齿呢？
What good is it to know something but not to do something?
如果你只是知道一些事情，可是你却不去做，那到底有什么好处？
Do you know in California there's a big fault line?
你知道在California 在加州里面有一个断层。
There's a big earthquake that's going to happen.
所以我们都知道迟早有一个大地震要在加州发生。
And San Francisco and Los Angeles will become suburbs of each other.
我们知道，当那个发生的时候，三藩市跟洛杉矶可能都搞在一起了。
Almost all Californians know this.
几乎所有住在加州的人，他们都知道这件事。
But what good is it to know?
可是知道又有什么用呢？
Do you know that tobacco products increase your chances of getting cancer?
我们也都知道，我们抽烟这些会得到肺癌。
Do you know a lot of doctors still smoke?
可是你知道好多的医生他们仍然在抽烟。
Knowledge is not enough.
单单有知识实在是不够的。
I remember the show called The Price is Right.
我记得有个电视上有个节目叫做猜那个价钱。
I don't remember very well.
我记不太清楚细节了。
Because every time I watch the show,
因为每次当我看那个节目的时候
I was homesick from school.
我就是在学校里面，我就是当想家的时候。
Or a summer vacation.
而我就在暑假的时候，我就去看那个节目。
So I don't remember the show very well.
我并不太记得很清楚。
But I think they show you three doors.
而这个节目里面，电视节目里面，给你看有三个门。
And behind each door is a prize.
而每一个门的后面都有一个价格写在那里。
And you get to pick.
而你就要选择一个。
Maybe they show you one or two.
他们可能刚让你看到第一个价格跟第二个价格。
Behind door number one,
在第一个门后面
is the person that God calls us to be.
就是一个人，他被呼召要成为什么样的人。
He seeks after the Lord.
他追求神。
He hears the Lord.
他听到神的声音。
And follows God and His calling.
而他愿意跟随主的呼召。
Behind door number two,
而在第二个门后面是什么呢？
Is the person who doesn't care about God.
那里讲到有一个人，他对神的呼召一点都不在乎。
He's not sure if there's a God.
他根本不确认有神。
And because he's not sure,
因为他不确定。
He's honest with you.
所以他就很诚实。
He says, I follow myself.
他说我要相信我自己。
There's no God.
没有神。
I have to follow myself.
我就跟随我自己。
We're not sure if we're the person behind door number one.
我不确定说我们到底是不是那个第一个门后面的那个样子。
And we're not the person behind door number two.
我想我也不是像第二个门那样子完全不相信有神。
Is there another choice?
是不是有第三个选择呢？
It's door number three.
那就是第三扇门。
Jonah is door number three.
所以约拿他就是这个第三个门后面的这个人物。
It's someone who is religious.
就是看起来很有宗教修养。
Who looks religious.
看起来很敬虔。
Who's open to God.
他是对神敞开的。
I assume that you're open to God.
我假定我们每一个人在座的都是我们对神是敞开的。
You're sitting here being very polite.
你坐在这里是非常的有礼貌。
But in the end, Jonah ignores God.
可是约拿他却是完全忽略神的。
And runs the other way.
他走另外一条路。
I want to be very clear about this.
我要把这一点弄清楚。
Door number two and door number three are really the same thing.
其实第二道扇门后面跟第三扇门后面所表达的是同一件事情。
We choose our own destination.
当我们自己选择我的目标的时候。
The story of Jonah is very scary for us.
其实约拿的这个故事对我们都是一个很警惕。
We make our own decisions.
我们总是选我们自己的路。
We're just not very honest about it.
我们对于神我们不在乎。
In Luke chapter 6,
在路加福音第六章
verse 46,
第四十六节
What good is it to call me Lord if you're not going to follow me?
耶稣说你们称呼我主啊主啊可是你们却不跟随我这有什么益处呢
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23,
在马太福音第七章二十一到二十三这样说的
Only those who do my Father's will,
他说只有这些他遵行我父旨意的人
will enter the kingdom of heaven,
他们才能够进到天国
To those others,
对着其他的人
I'll say I don't know you.
我要告诉他们说我不认识你们
What good is it just to know?
我们如果只是我们知道有什么好处
We are Asian people, we are Chinese people.
我们都是亚洲人，我们也还是中国人
We value education.
我们对于教育非常重要
We value knowledge.
我们对很重视我们的知识
So we emphasize these things.
所以我们很强调知道
But what good is it if we know but we don't do?
到底我们只是知道却不去做有什么好处
？Jonah runs away.
看到约拿他逃开了。
He chooses his own destination.
他自己选自己要去的路。
Based on his own desires.
他靠着他自己心里面的私欲来选择。
Tarshish is a beautiful city.
塔斯实在是很漂亮的一个城市。
Nineveh is no fun.
尼尼微实在是不好。
But that's a lot of that's just speculation.
有很多的时候我们的期盼。
There's another reason why Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh.
还有另外一个原因就是为什么约拿他不愿意到尼尼微去。
I don't have time to preach the whole book of Jonah for you.
我没有时间把整本约拿书来讲。
Though in my church I do preach 1 hour sermons.
在我教会里面我讲了一个钟头。
That would be 2 hours here.
就可以讲两个钟头。
I know, I see you checking your watch.
我看到有人在看表。
But in chapter 4,
在第四章里面
verses 1 and 2,
在第一节第二节
Jonah is very upset that God saves these people.
约拿对于神他拯救了尼尼微的人他很生气。
He doesn't want God to save the Ninevites.
他不要神去拯救这些尼尼微人。
He's very angry at God for saving these people.
他对着神拯救这些人他竟然非常的生气。
What's very clear is Jonah hates the Ninevites.
所以我们看得很清楚，约拿他实在是讨厌尼尼微人。
He hates these people.
他讨厌这些人。
These are the enemies of the Israel people.
这些尼尼微人，他们是犹太人的以色列人的仇敌。
Nineveh is a powerful city.
尼尼微城是一个很大的城市。
They're known for their brutal treatment of the Israelites.
他们以他们对以色列民的残忍而著名。
And Jonah doesn't want these people to know God.
所以约拿他不要这些人认识上帝。
He doesn't want God to forgive them.
他不要神能够原谅这些人。
He hates these people.
他恨这些人。
You want me to serve these people?
你要我去服侍这些人？
How does someone who loves God
怎么可能有一些人是这样的爱神？
Is a servant of God.
是神的仆人。
Start to hate people.
可是他却恨人。
Well, Christians don't have a good reputation for loving people.
其实我们基督徒有一个很不好的名称名誉，就是我们并真的不在乎人。
When you ask non-believers,
当你问一些不是基督徒的人
what they think of Christians,
你问他们，他们怎么样看基督徒呢？
They usually don't say that they're loving people.
很多时候他们并不会说他们是爱人。
They say that they're very narrow-minded.
他们会说他们是非常的心思很狭窄的。
That they're very hateful people.
他们实在有时候会讨厌一些人。
This is why this is a scary story for us.
所以这个是一个对我们是一个很可怕的一个故事。
Because we are Jonah.
因为我们都像约拿一样。
We say that we love.
我们说我们爱。
But let's be honest.
可是当我们诚实地面对我们自己。
Are we loving people?
我们真的爱人吗？
Are we concerned for people?
我们真的关心人吗？
Not enough to go.
可能不是那么足够我们有理由去爱他们。
Or maybe we start the right way.
或许说我们一开始的时候是做对的。
We're called to a certain people.
我们可以对某些人来做。
Maybe the people at work.
我们可能是在公司的地方。
We start with enthusiasm.
我们一开始的时候满了热心。
But then slowly the people around us, they're not interested in God.
然后我们后来发现周围的人可能对神一点兴趣都没有。
And we think they'll never be interested.
所以我们就认为他们可能永远不会有兴趣。
And then slowly we think we're better than them.
慢慢的我又想到说我比他们好。
And slowly, maybe we even hate the people around us.
说甚至我到一个程度我会讨厌在我周围的这些人。
This is our struggle as pastors.
对我们传道人来讲这是也是常常里面的一个征战。
We're called to a church.
我们被呼召到牧养教会。
But then these people give us trouble.
可是当我看到这些人给人总是给我麻烦。
We think there's no hope for these people.
所以我在想这些人没希望了。
And then maybe we start to hate these people.
所以很多时候有时候我们就开始恨这些人。
I don't know what group that you struggle with.
我不知道你对哪一群哪一种人你心里面有困难。
Is there a group that you think is hopeless?
是不是那个群人你觉得他们一点希望都没有呢？
Maybe a group that you secretly hate.
或者有一些人你暗中的你就讨厌他们。
If God called you to those people that you would really hate it.
所以如果神要你去呼召你去服侍这些你心里面讨厌的人。
Is there a racial group?
也可能有一些另外的一个你想要去的人。
Believe it or not, Chinese people are very racist.
你相不相信我这样说？我们中国人实在很种族，对那个种族的观念有种族主义、轻看种族主义。
I know that's very hard to believe.
我想你们可能觉得很难相信这个。
But try to imagine.
可是你试试想想看。
Is there a group of a different sexual orientation that you hate?
或许我们也讨厌有一些人，他们是不同的，对于性别的观念不同。
Maybe a group of a different educational level.
或许我们对有一些人，他们受教育的程度不一样。
A different location in the world.
或者甚至住的地方，在这世界上他们住的不同的区域。
Or maybe just the people at work.
或许你就是对于你工作公司的人。
Jonah is not concerned about these people.
约拿他对这些人一点都不在乎。
But God is.
可是神却在乎。
Look at what God is always trying to do.
我们来想想看神怎么做的。
He's trying to get these people.
他要得到这些人。
He's trying to include these people.
他要把这些人包含在他的救恩里面。
Jesus came down from his high place.
耶稣基督从高天上下来。
To reach out to those kind of people.
他来地上就是要来接触这些人。
He's willing to die for these people.
他也就是要为这些人死。
For those kind of people.
为了这些人。
For people who will kill him.
为了这些把他杀死的人。
But Jonah would rather die.
可是约拿在这里他宁愿自己去死。
Than serve those kind of people.
而他不愿意去服侍这些人。
He tries to outrun God.
他想要逃开神的呼召。
It's mentioned at least twice in verse 3 if you didn't catch it.
在第三节里面他提了两次。
How can we serve God without God?
我们怎么可能心中没有神的地位，我们却去服侍神呢？
That's what Jonah tries to do.
这就是约拿他要做的事。
And we do this too.
我们也是这样。
We try to live godly lives without God.
我们常常想要过一个敬虔的生活，可是我们心中并没有神。
When we make our own choices.
我们总是自己选择。
There is an irony when the people around us are more spiritual than we are.
有一个很讽刺的话，就是说我们周围的人可能比我们更属灵。
Doesn't that bother you?
如果你听到这样的话的话，你会不会觉得很困扰呢？
In verse 5,
在第五节
Everybody is praying.
每一个这些船上的水手，每一个人都在祷告
Except Jonah.
而可是约拿却没有祷告
They don't know who to pray for.
他们这些祷告的人，他们根本不知道要跟谁祷告
But they're praying.
可是他们却在祷告
The non-religious people are religious.
没有这祷告的这些人呢，没有一个人是敬虔的
Doesn't it bother you when they remind you that this is your job?
当你看到这样的事情的时候，你会不会觉得很困扰呢？很困惑呢？
Does it bother you when Mormons go on missions trips?
当你看到那些摩门教的人，他们却这么热心的在宣教。
Or non-Christian groups are helping the poor.
或者你看到那些根本没有信神的人，可是他们却做很多社会上的工作去帮助穷人。
Or other groups are praying.
而我们或许看到有些人还那么认真的在祷告。
But we don't do any of these things.
可是我们基督徒，我们这一些事我们都不做。
During my freshman year in college.
当我在大一的时候。
I would quietly do my devotions.
我每次读圣经，我的灵修我都是很暗中的、很安静的在做。
But I would hide it as studying.
我就假装我是在读书。
So that my roommate, I didn't think he knew.
所以我的同房的人，他不知道我在祷告、在读经。
My roommate already hated me.
其实我的室友他很讨厌我了。
In a funny way.
他从某一个方面很可笑的方式方面来讨厌我
Because I would go to sleep early.
说如果我早一点去睡觉
My father would never let me stay up all night to study.
事实上我的父亲他不要我整夜读书
He said it was not worth it.
他说不值得
So I would do all my studying early.
所以我读在早一点的时候我来看书
And go to sleep early.
所以我也睡得早
I developed a love of sleep.
所以我慢慢的我就变得很爱睡觉。
And I found that this is what the Bible teaches.
我也发现圣经上面讲也讲到关于睡觉的事情。
That God only gives sleep to those He loves.
圣经上说，神所喜爱的人，他必叫他安然睡觉。
So my roommate would hate me.
所以我的 roommate 我的室友，他看到我睡觉，他就讨厌我。
I'd go to sleep early.
所以我很早就去睡觉。
But during finals week on freshman year.
在我大一的时候要开始考期末考了。
There are a lot of heavy exams.
有很多考试。
So I slept even longer.
所以我睡得更长了。
And I slept in one morning.
所以我睡得很久。
So my roommate came back from the shower.
所以当我的室友他从早上他洗完澡回来
And asked me
他就问我
Why are you still asleep?
他说你干嘛怎么还睡得着呢还在睡呢
Aren't you supposed to be reading your Bible?
他说你是不是应该起来读圣经呢
He knew
他知道
He said you're the spiritual one
你是这个属灵人
Why aren't you reading your Bible or praying?
为什么你早上不赶快起来读经祷告呢
？So I got up right away.
所以我只好赶快起来。
And I started reading my Bible.
所以我只好起来读经。
Don't you hate it when non-believers remind you?
你觉得如果有一个不信者的人在提醒你要去读经祷告了，你会不会感觉很讨厌呢
？The people on the boat are not spiritual.
你知道这个在船上的这些水手，他们并不是属灵人。
But they're the ones who are praying.
可是他们却在祷告。
And then they go to Jonah.
他们来找到约拿
and they tell him to pray.
他们告诉约拿说你应该祷告、啊、
Aren't you the one? Aren't you supposed to be praying?
你难道不是应该祷告的人吗
？But he refuses to pray.
可是约拿他拒绝祷告
and they question him further.
他们就在问他
and they ask him all these questions.
他们问他一大堆问题
again, very good knowledge.
他很懂这些
very good theology.
他的神学理论完全正确
it's perfect.
百分之百正确。
How do you solve this problem?
你到底怎么来解决现在的问题
He says, throw me over.
可是约拿说你把我丢到海里去。
His final descent is he wants to die.
当他都要死他宁愿死的话这是他最后下到最低层了。
Instead of using it as an opportunity to share with the people on the boat,
他并没有用到这个机会来跟这些船上的人来分享一些信仰。
He would rather die.
他宁可死。
But the good news is,
可是好消息是这样。
God doesn't think like this.
可是神不这样想。
He chases after us.
他一直追着我们。
But sometimes he allows us to go a little bit further.
他虽然神他允许我们走到一个走到离他越远。
For Jonah's story, he doesn't allow Jonah to die.
对着约拿来讲，神他不会允许约拿就去死。
He gives him a fish.
他把他让他被一只鱼吞下去。
He brings him to a place that feels worse than death.
他让约拿在鱼肚里面感觉到他那个比死更糟糕。
To allow him to confront God.
去他神就允许约拿这样的来抵挡神。
And that's the descent of Jonah.
这就是约拿他一直下，一直走到堕落了。
But again, I'm not here to preach the whole book.
我在说，我不是要讲整本的书。
So we'll have to wait for another time.
或许我们以后有机会再讲。
But I want to ask you some questions.
可是我现在要提醒各位几个问题。
How do we respond to our calling?
到底我们怎么样来回应神对我们的呼召呢？
What is our calling as Chinese?
当我们作为中国人，我的呼召到底是什么？
Here's a big problem in a lot of churches.
现在在我们这个教会里面，一般教会实在是有一个很大的问题。
We ask the wrong question.
我们常常问一个错的问题。
We sit around waiting for a calling.
我们总是坐在那里，一直等神的呼召。
Do you know you've already received the calling?
你知道事实上你已经有了呼召了吗？
This is why mission conferences are a waste of time.
这就是为什么有时候很多的时候这些宣教的会议实在是在浪费时间。
Do you have a missions conference?
你们中间有没有召开这种宣教的会议呢？
This is why it's a waste of time.
我总是觉得有时候这实在是浪费时间。
Because we ask the wrong question.
因为我们在问一个错的问题。
We sit around for a whole weekend.
我们整个周末可以在那里。
Asking if we've been called.
我们在一直在问说神啊，你是不是呼召我？
Because we don't hear anything.
因为我们听不到任何声音。
We assume we're not been called.
所以我们就认为我没有被呼召。
But what if you've already been called?
可是如果你是已经被呼召的呢？
Let me make this next missions conference for you the most exciting missions conference ever.
所以我想要介绍你，如果你参加下面有以后也来的一个宣教会议，这是一个很好的一个宣教会议。
Asking if we've been called is the wrong question.
如果我们要问说我们是不是被问到了一个错的问题。
The right question is where we've been called.
事实上，正确的在宣教会议里面要问的问题是
We've already been called.
我到底要呼召我到哪里？
God tells us to go.
我已经被呼召了，神要我去。
Go.
去。
But we choose our own destination.
可是我们自己不要选那个地点。
Missions conferences is to allow God to choose our destination.
是真正的一个宣教的会议里面是应该让神来选择你去的目的地。
We don't do this with anything else.
我们不做其他的事。
When I go to the store,
当我到一个店里面去的时候，
I don't challenge God.
我不会这样子来挑战神。
Or I don't ask God.
我也不会问神。
Have you called me not to steal?
你，我不会问到百货店，我不会问神说你是不是叫我不要去偷东西呢？
If you speak to me now, I won't steal.
如果你现在告诉你，如果不告诉我的话，我现在要偷了。
At any time, you can stop me, God.
所以你在任何时间的时候，你可以阻止我。
I didn't hear from him.
我并没有听到神说。
I guess it's okay to steal.
所以我在想，我可以偷东西。
But what if God's already told us what to do?
如果神已经告诉我们什么要去做
？What if God's already told us what to do?
神到底告诉我们什么应该去做呢
？I'll let you wrestle with that at your next missions conference.
或许我让你到了下一次你去参加这种宣教会议的时候，你在那里跟神有增长。
Make sure to arrange some very exciting places.
你能够确定你会到一个很好的一个地方去。
But I want to bring to you a specific calling today.
可是今天我要把一个特别的呼召摆在你面前。
The calling to widows and orphans.
我要你注意那些孤儿寡妇。
If you look at James chapter 1 verse 27,
如果你到雅各书的第一章的第七节，
it says that the faith that is acceptable to God,
那里说到在神面前那个无伪的一个信心，
is faith that has concern for the widow, the orphan,
那就是去照顾那个需要的孤儿跟寡妇，
and keeping away from pollution from the world,
使得他们能够从这个世界的污染中间出来。
As Asians, as Chinese, we're very good with the last part of it.
在我们作为一个亚洲人，尤其做我们中国人，我们对于这个有些部分很好。
We stay away from American culture.
我们总是躲开这个美国人的文化。
We're very good at that. But somehow we ignore the first part.
可是很多的时候，我们忽略了最重要的第一步。
Faith that is acceptable to God.
怎么样的信心是被神所可以悦纳的呢？
Has concern for the orphan and the widow.
那就是要去照顾那些孤儿寡妇。
We simply ignore that.
可是我们就是看不到。
I was reading on the internet.
我在网络上看到这样。
Some Asian American websites, Asian American Christian websites.
哦，有一个亚洲的中国有基督徒的一个网站。
And asked this question.
他们问了一个问题。
Why are there orphans in America?
为什么在美国的这些孤儿
？If there are churches in America，
有没有一个教会在美国的教会
？The writer didn't understand。
他们不明白。
He thought that if there are churches in America，
他在认为说美国可能有一个教会。
There wouldn't be any orphans。
他说如果美国如果有真的有教会的话，那就不应该有孤儿院了。
But we're the ones who don't understand。
可是。我们这些基督徒，我们却听，我们不懂。
We think, what does that have to do? What does having a church have to do with orphans?
我们在想，为什么这个教会跟这个孤儿到底有什么关系？怎么连在一起呢
？Our faith has never been about orphans.
我们的信仰里面根本就没有去想过孤儿。
We simply ignore God's call.
我们完全的忽略了神对我们的呼召。
To the point where, when I bring up this topic to you.
我今天到了这个地步 我把今天这个题目带到各位中间
It's completely foreign
这听起来好像这是在讲外国的事情
Our calling part of our calling
我们的呼召我们的主要的呼召
is to those who are suffering
其实神呼召我们是要经历一些痛苦
It's to the orphans
我们要去看顾这些孤儿寡妇
What good is it if we're just the keepers of head knowledge?
我们如果总是一些满脑袋存了一堆的知识，到底有什么好处？
And we are not doers of the word.
而我们却不去遵行神的话。
As Chinese, we are in the highest place.
作为一个中国人，我们总是觉得自己高高在上。
We are all rich.
我们都是很有钱的人。
We are all in the high position.
我们在社会上都有好的地位。
Even me as a pastor.
甚至我作为一个牧师。
I live in Manhattan.
我住在曼哈顿
and it makes me richer than all of you. I have a lot of money.
我有很多的钱
We're all rich.
我们都是有钱人
But I remind you of Jesus.
可是我要提醒你耶稣基督
He did not hold on to his high position.
他并不以他在那个高天上的地位他抓住
But he descended.
他愿意下来
He did not fall in love with his high position.
他并没有说一直宝贝这些高位
But he became a servant.
可是他成为仆人。
Put himself in a vulnerable position.
他成为一个非常软弱的地位。
We hold on to our money.
我们总是抓住我们的钱。
Because we never want to be vulnerable again.
因为我们不要成为那些无依无靠的人。
My parents never want to be vulnerable again.
我的父母他们不要再想要再过那些穷苦的日子。
My parents said they survived the war.
因为我的父母经过了那些战争。
They knew what it meant to eat rice and soy sauce.
他们知道吃饭吃这豆浆，这个到底是什么
？Soy sauce.
酱油。
But you get the idea.
但你知道他们知道吃饭多重要。
They will never do that again.
所以他们不愿意再过那种日子，用酱油泡饭的那种日子。
We refuse to be vulnerable.
我们不愿意我们成为软弱的人。
But what do we do with this calling?
所以这都跟我们的呼召有什么关系
Let me tell you about the executive of a basketball team in Orlando.
我现在要讲一个例子，就是在 Orlando 一个球队的一个人。
His name is Pat Williams.
这个人叫做 Pat Williams.
He's the general manager for the Orlando Magic. You don't have to translate that part. It's just for the kids.
他是一个球队的经理。
He's got 30 bedrooms in his house.
他的房子有三十个卧房。
But that's because he's got 42 kids.
因为他有42个孩子。
Or something crazy like that.
啊，这个听起来是很可惜。
He makes a lot of money.
他赚很多的钱。
And he's a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
And he said, "What am I going to do with all this money?"
他说我这么多钱要干嘛
？So he started adopting kids.
所以他就开始收养孩子。
Why are there orphans in America when there are churches in America?
当然，这个在美国教会也存在，孤儿也一大堆孤儿存在的时候。
So he kept adopting.
所以这一个人他就开始收养孩子。
I present to you a new vision for our church.
我今天把一个新的一个意向摆在这个一个大家的面前。
What if we came down from our high position?
当我们从高的地位下来的时候
，and started using our money.
我们怎么样用我们的钱呢
？And our homes.
为这些没有家的人。
To adopt orphans.
我们去收养这些孤儿。
I'm not asking you to adopt 42 orphans.
我并没有说要求你去养42个孤儿。
But maybe one.
可能你可以认养一个。
What if this church became the church?
当如果一个教会真的成为一个教会的时候
，known for adopting orphans.
真的，外面的人可能都不需要再去收养孤儿。
It would change the whole church.
这会是整个教会改变。
But let's be sober here.
让我们注意。
Let's be honest.
让我们真的对自己诚实。
Why do we live in New Jersey?
我们为什么活在 New Jersey?
Why do we live in Manhattan?
为什么我住在 Manhattan?
Why is our house the house that it is?
为什么我住这么好的房子?
I don't know.
我不知道。
If you live in New Jersey,
如果你住在 New Jersey,
then I ask you,
让我来问你一个问题。
To care for the orphan.
你能不能照顾关怀这些孤儿呢?
If you have the resources and the heart,
如果你在你心里面你有这样的根源,
then care for these people who can't help themselves.
你心里面有那样的力量, 你愿意去照顾那些他们自己没有办法照顾自己的人。
What kind of descent will we have?
到底我们说我们下楼梯, 我们到底是怎么样下来?
There are two choices.
有两个选择。
Are we following his calling?
我们是不是遵照这样的一个呼召？
Or are we just living out our dreams?
还是我们就活在自己的梦想里头？
Did we choose our own destination?
是不是我们自己选我们自己要去的目的地？
Will we change course when God's call comes to us?
还是当神的呼召来到我中间的时候，我愿意改变我的路线？
You don't have to care about orphans.
你不一定需要你叫你去照顾孤儿。
But who are the people that break your heart?
你想想看，有没有人使你实在是伤心欲绝
？Why do I make the decisions that I make?
我现在为什么要做这样的决定
？Am I climbing ladders?
我现在是不是正在爬一个楼梯
？Or am I descending ladders?
我到底是往上爬呢，还是往下爬
？We're all trying to figure out what life is about.
我们每一个人都想要知道到底我们的人生是什么。
You can be a Christian or a Buddhist or a Muslim.
你不管你是基督徒，你是佛教徒，你是回教徒。
You can be straight or a homosexual.
你可以是一个很两性，就知道是不是同性恋的人。
You could be rich or poor.
你也可以是有钱或者没有钱。
You could be religious or not religious.
你可以是一个敬虔的人，或者完全不在乎宗教的人。
We're all trying to figure out what the right way to live is.
可是我们每一个人都要了解到底生活、生命是什么。
As Christians,
作为一个基督徒
，we say,
我们这样说
，the right way to live,
我们说我们要活得对
，is to follow Jesus.
我们活得对，乃是要跟随耶稣基督。
Then follow Jesus.
那我们就跟随耶稣基督。
Follow him down the ladder.
我们就学他的榜样，是从楼梯上面走下来。
Less about ourselves.
我们越少的自己。
And more about him.
更多的耶稣基督。
As believers, we also say.
而我们信徒常常这样说。
That following Jonah is not the right way.
我们说我们不要去像约拿一样。
Jonah tries to save his life.
约拿他想要拯救他自己的生命。
But winds up losing it.
结果他丢了他的生命。
Jesus calls us to lose our life.
可是耶稣呼召我们要自己舍己。
In order to gain life.
去得到神的生命。
Let's go before the Lord. Let's pray together.
让我们再一起来祷告。
Father, we confess before you.
哦，父啊，我们在你面前向你承认。
That we choose our own destination.
我们选择我们自己的目标。
And Father, as we look at our hearts,
天父啊，当我们看我们自己审查我们自己的时候，
we find that we have little concern for others.
我们实在感觉到我们对别人我们漠不关心。
We hold on to the gifts that you've given to us.
我们总是抓着你给我们的恩赐。
We think that they come from ourselves.
我们认为这是从我们自己赚来的。
And when we see others suffering,
当我们看到别人痛苦的时候。
Forgive us, Father.
主啊，原谅我们。
Because we go to sleep.
因为我们竟然能够睡觉。
Father, would your spirit come and awaken us?
愿意你的圣灵来把我们叫醒。
Would you come and soften our hearts?
来使我们的心软下来。
Father, I pray for each person in this room.
天父啊，我为着在今天在座的每一位来祷告。
That we would discover who you've called us to.
我们真的在这里也求让我们发现你，你呼召我们做什么。
Father, give us a love for your life.
天父啊，真的把你生命中的那个爱给我们。
Help us not to love the things of this world.
让我们不是只爱这个世界上的事。
Would you free us from the things that hold us?
求主你使我们从那些捆绑我们的事物中脱离出来。
And help us to be a church that reflects you.
求主你真的让我们这个教会是能够彰显你的教会。
Help us to have a love for the outsider.
让我们真的有对外面的人有足够的爱。
Help us to love those who are different than us.
让我们去爱这些人跟我们不一样的人。
Even help us to love those who we have difficulties loving.
真的也真的让我们去爱那些不可爱的人。
Father, help us to hear your voice.
天父啊，求你帮助我能够听到你的声音。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Since we have a few minutes, so I'd like to take this time to ask to have some fellowship with Pastor Joseph.
因为我们还有一点时间，我想用一点时间来跟Joseph 牧师有一点对答了。
Before I do, while I'm doing this, why don't either Tommy or YP you prepare, think about something to share, maybe 5 minutes about the last Tuesday you bring some young people to serve the homeless people. I think it's worth time to have some sharing.
因为我们上个礼拜二，我们教会有一些年轻人，他们去帮助这些无家可归的人去服侍他们，所以我们有一点时间，等一下可能是 Tommy 或者 YP
你们或者哪一个年轻人，你们用几分钟时间来跟大家分享一下你们所做的。 Okay, let me ask you this. Joseph, what's the calling about you move out from your Maryland church where you served for 11 years and you move to the New York City to start to reach out to these people and have some sharing about what's your ministry and the God's calling, what's your church is about it.
我现在要问 Joseph 的是他在玛丽兰一个教会，他在那里是一个玛丽兰圣经教会，那里他服侍了11年，做那个教会有差不多有1000人的这么大的一个教会，他在那里服侍的年轻人有11年，我的女婿陶比从小就是从高中初中就是他在带的。那么为什么我要问他一个问题，就是说他为什么离开了那个11年在那里一个很好的一个环境的教会，他却愿意跑到纽约市，现在在这么一个看起来很乱的一个环境里面，在那里侍奉神，到底神给他的呼召是什么？
I grew up in New York City.
我事实上我是在纽约市长大的。
So New York City is very familiar to me.
所以对我来讲，纽约市是很熟悉的一个地方。
I served in Maryland for 11 years as a youth pastor.
我在玛丽兰，我有11年，我在那里做年轻人的牧师。
And I was in Chicago for another 4 as a youth pastor.
我在芝加哥也服侍了4年。
So I was 15 years.
所以我有15年服侍年轻人。
And I started getting old.
我慢慢老了。
So I couldn't keep up with the teenagers.
所以我跟年轻人我再搞不动。
So my home church, Overseas Chinese Mission in Chinatown.
事实上我最早的母会是在 Chinatown 的那个中宣会。
Asked me to consider coming home.
所以他们要求我说是不是回来。
To minister to people in their 20s and 30s.
所以他们要求我说是不是回来服侍这边二十三十岁的年轻人。
So I've been in New York for 2 years.
所以我现在已经回到纽约两年了。
Serving people in their 20s and 30s.
所以我现在在服侍这个二十岁、三十岁的年轻人。
How's that?
All right. So, is any difficulties things when you serve them?
Difficulties serving.
我问他服侍这些年轻人，纽约市的这些年轻人有什么样的难处？
My church is very good to me.
我的教会对我实在很好。
They ask me funny questions.
他们常常问我一些问题。
They're concerned that I work too much.
他们总是觉得我实在花太多的功夫在教会上面。
And they ask me when I'm going to go on vacation.
他们总是问我你为什么不休假。
And when I want my sabbatical.
是我实在要有一个安息年。
So they take care of their pastor.
所以他们对传道人对我他们真的很照顾。
So it's not that difficult.
所以实在也并不困难。
But just the regular difficulties of ministry.
所以当然我每天日常碰到事情总是有些困难。Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
我才想到是 Tommy 不在。How about YP? Are you ready to share something? And Selena, you can transfer.Well, YP, I think it's a good opportunity, just a few sentences, so let everybody knows what's going on. 所以我想，因为 Tommy 他赶到公司去了，所以我让陈志兄，分享一点他在带着孩子们去服侍这些年轻 homeless people.
Dear brother and sister, how are you?
Okay. 上个礼拜，礼拜二。
Last Tuesday. This last Tuesday.
我们跟一般年轻人，实在是年轻人，在我来说。
Okay. We were with a group of young people, really young people.
我们带他们去一个Homeless center.
We brought them to a homeless center.
去 serve 那里一些就是很不幸的人。
To serve a lot of unfavorable people.
其实没有什么大不了。
It's not a big deal at all.
他们每天都在开，每天都有人去吃。
It's open every day, and there are people going every day.
我们教会只是365天，只做了一天。
For our church, within the 365 days, we only serve one day.
In other words, it's no big deal.
That's why it is not a big deal at all.
但是我看到一个情况。
But I have observed something.
那里的人的确是很不幸。
They are really unfavorable peoples.
他们有些看上去生得高高大大，精精神神。
They look like they are big and strong.
有些的确是走路也有问题。
Some look as if they are cripples.
有些人好像是行尸走肉。walk without their soul.
Okay. It looks as if they walk without their soul.
It's really unfortunate.
真的是不信。
当我们看到这些人的时候，我就再反省一下。
When we look at them, we have to look inside ourselves.
我们的确是很幸运。
We are really blessed.
你说他们不信主吗？
Do you, we say that they don't believe in Christ?
我相信他们晓得有主。
I believe they want to have Christ in their life.
但是好像很软弱。
But they are weak.
但是一件事我看到。
I also noticed one thing.
我觉得我们的年轻人。
The youngsters among us.
我很就怎么说，我是很惊讶。
I am surprised.
他们的成熟。
The maturity.
Very mature. 就是很年轻的，在我们一起分食物的时候。
When the young people are serving.
有一些人走进来的时候，他们态度很差。
Some people walk with no behavior at all, often.
讲的话也很不好听。
And they don't use good languages.
就是好像金弟兄那天的分享，三岁的孩子看到他姐姐那个为他省下来的可乐喝一口，他就是真的很不想给他们吃，有时候的心。
I'm sorry. It's an example about the sisterly and brotherly behavior that is not good.
但是我相信这不是他们的意愿，他们是 out of control themselves.
It's not their willingness to behave like that.
但是我们的年轻人，他们都觉得是 take them all without any bad feeling.
可是我们的年轻人就是很愿意的接受他们，
一点没有觉得是讨厌他们，或者是一点觉得是不舒服，他们很自然。
They were not disgusted by them at all.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.